USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson dealing with a failed vote to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Experts called the case for impeachment questionable, saying it was more about policy disagreements than the constitutional standard of treason, bribery, or high crimes and misdemeanors. On top of that, having a vote and losing it by just a couple of yays, that's a tough pill to swallow. Johnson also failing to get enough support for a standalone bill to give billions of dollars in aid to Israel.
We find the defendant guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
That was the decision from a jury of 12 handed down in Michigan, finding Jennifer Crumbly guilty on four counts of manslaughter. Her son, Ethan Crumbly, killed four students in 2021, just days after his mother gifted him a gun with prior knowledge of his mental health issues. The verdict set a huge precedent on whether or not parents of school shooters can be held accountable. Evidence was presented that Jennifer didn't take any kind of action when school officials called the Crumblies the morning of the shooting after a teacher found Ethan's violent drawings. School officials urged the Crumblies to take their son home, get him immediate mental health assistance, which they refused. He shot four students shortly after that meeting. The judge in the case announcing Crumbly's sentencing would be scheduled for April 9th. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel for meetings today to talk about a possible temporary ceasefire in Gaza to release hostages. A proposal was worked out in a meeting last week between Israel, the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar that calls for an extended pause in the war between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Prince Harry has flown back to the United Kingdom to see his father, King Charles, after he announced his cancer diagnosis. Harry flew overnight from L.A. and arrived in London yesterday around lunchtime to spend just about an hour with his father before the King and Queen consort Camilla flew by helicopter to their country estate. Harry then left for Germany for his Invictus Games without seeing anyone else in the family. A new sports streaming service is about to take over the world. ESPN, Warner Discovery, and Fox Sports will all partner to create a massive new streaming sports network. The service doesn't have a name yet, at least not publicly, but it's scheduled to launch in the fall and will include broadcasts from the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, and other professional sports leagues. Yes, there will be an app for it. Plus, you will be able to bundle it with Disney+, Hulu, and or Max. Coca-Cola trying to get in with the younger crowd with Coca-Cola Spiced and Coca-Cola Spiced Zero Sugar. They both go on sale in the U.S. and Canada on February 19th. Just because it's got spiced in the title doesn't make it spicy, though. Although Coke won't say what spices are in it, it basically tastes like regular Coke, but more intense and with a hint of raspberry. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.